The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
I just want to officially welcome all of our podcast audience, our YouTube audience, and our Facebook Live audience. Again, I'm Ricky Scapero, the founder and the voice of End Time Headlines. And today, on today's broadcast, we're going to be discussing the latest information on the COVID-19, the latest developments. We're going to talk about what the President of the United States just got up and talked about. We're going to talk about some projections, some forecasts, what this thing could look like in the long run, why I am a little concerned, and why if you deal with cabin fever, then you probably are not going to want to hear a lot about what we're going to be talking about today. But nevertheless, I want to go over something. If you remember, most of you guys will remember a few weeks ago, I told everyone that was listening to the broadcast, I said there was three stages to every pandemic. You can go back and you can look at every pandemic in history, and there's three main stages of a pandemic. There is denial, there's anger, and there is acceptance. I think now, the last time I did this broadcast, when we first did that particular segment, I believe that most of everybody that was listening was in the first stage of this, which was the denial state. It's not happening. It's a hoax. It's hype. It's propaganda. It's this. It's that. Yada, yada, yada. It was the denial state. But then, now that there's been more and more governmental things being implemented, shutdowns, closures, restrictions, and this has progressively gotten tighter and tighter and tighter. For example, it was, in the beginning, they recommended restrictions of 250, I believe it was 250 and less people in some type of gathering. And then they came out and said, no, let's make it less than that. It was like 100, and then it went from 100 to 50. And now today, the President of the United States got up and he is recommending, obviously this is pressure from the CDC and the World Health Organization. They are advising from the highest place of office, from President Trump himself, is recommending limitations of gatherings of more than 10 people. So again, that margin of number has went from a wide margin to a narrow margin, and now as of today, they're recommending 10 people. We knew this was coming. And in a minute, I'm going to talk about what they're doing in San Francisco and the San Francisco Bay Area, and why I believe that this could be a precursor. What we're seeing in New York and what we're seeing in Seattle, I believe, is a precursor of what is about to go nationwide. Now, I know the president got up, and one of the individuals there asked him, are you going to implement a nationwide ban? And he was quick to respond and say, no, at this time, we're not looking into that. We're not going to do that. But he said, if you listen, it was not off the table. Now, my personal opinion from everything I've seen, what I'm seeing, and knowing the facts, let's talk about that. The facts are, we know that all the numbers are not out there. We know that every single individual that needs to be tested is not being tested, and the numbers are going to be way out there. And I want to see if I could pull up I've got several sources here that we pull up. As of right now, and this one's probably going to be off. Well, actually, it may be up to date, but according to this, and this is the NCOV219.live, and again, I've seen several of these out there, different sources, different apps, different software that you can use to keep up with this. But according to this, they have us down at the United States, we have currently 4,176 cases. Now, that's confirmed cases. Obviously, if we were to give the exact number of every individual that was absolutely confirmed to have COVID-19, that number would be astronomically higher than the official number of 4,176. There's been 73 official deaths in the United States. 73, again, official deaths in the United States of America. Now, I can break this down. Let me see if I can break this down for you guys. There's been 7 deaths in New York, 42. So that's more than half of this number of 73. 42 deaths have happened in Washington State. 6 deaths have happened in California, 2 deaths in New Jersey, 4 deaths in Florida, 1 in Colorado, 1 in Georgia, 2 in Louisiana, 1 in Nevada, 1 in Oregon, 1 in South Carolina, and 1 in Indiana. That's my home state. I was not aware of that. South Dakota has 1. Kansas has 1. And as far as I know, West Virginia still stands as the only state in the United States of America that does not have a confirmed case of COVID-19. Now, the thing that really, as far as the restrictions of the gathering of people being limited to 10, I knew that was coming, and I believe it's going to get worse. I believe it's going to become even more strict. I am one to believe that a national ban, just like they're doing in Italy, like they're doing in France, like they're doing in Spain, I believe that's coming to the United States of America. And I say that again, based on all the information that we've gathered, based on the warnings of the CDC, based on the warnings of the World Health Organization, based on the warnings of physicians. And they said that America is only about a week away from Italy. We know that we don't have enough ventilation systems. We don't have the facility. We don't have the capacitation for these victims coming in. Again, I want to make this statement because I hear this all the time. Well, this is not that bad. This is not that big of a deal. It's got a 90% survival rate. Why all the hype? Why all the concern? Here's the deal, guys. I'm not concerned. I'm not freaking out about the mortality rate of this. Because again, 90% of individuals will recover. Again, we know this. The majority of those who are at risk are the elderly and or those who have pre-existing health conditions. Obesity, heart disease, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, respiratory issues, etc., etc. It's just, those are the earmarks of the seasonal influenza, but yet I'm not saying this is on the same level as the influenza. We were one of the ones, I kept stating, guys, this is not the flu. Everybody kept saying, oh, this is just a head cold. This is just another flu. I knew that it wasn't based on the nature of this, the characteristics of the severity of this. When you start, if you go on social media, and it's hard to find this, it really is, but when you start fishing through some testimonies, you start listening to people, the underlining tone and the underlining testimony of every individual that has this, gotten this, or is recovering from this, they will all tell you the same thing, and that they will say the thing that really caught them off guard and the thing that really shook them was how fast everything happened. One day, it was like yesterday I was fine, and then I woke up and I had a sore throat, and by the end of that night their fever shot up, they had respiratory issues, they couldn't breathe, and it just, everything went snowballing downhill from that point on. Now there is there's a group of individuals that, you know, they had a little bit of a sore throat and they came through. They didn't have any symptoms. God bless them. I would hope that that would be the symptoms for every individual, but it's just not the case. But nevertheless, I want to get back on what I'm saying here. My worry and concern is not the virus itself, but the strain that the virus is going to put on the healthcare industry. But just this weekend, there was a report that came out, and it said that now hospitals across America, now look, it may not be in your area. I've had people, they email me, they message me, and they said, well, I'm not seeing this in my area, so this has got to be fake news because I'm not seeing this. But they're setting up tents outside of some hospitals, probably in Washington State and in California and in places that are hard hit. I would assume that's probably the locations, Boston, Massachusetts. I know, listen, I personally know of a nurse that was contacted by a nursing facility up in Boston, Massachusetts, a traveling agency, works with nurses, and offering this individual a position that paid good. Because, again, there was reports that they're calling doctors out of retirement to get onto this. They're setting up tents outside of hospitals. They are rearranging, not all. Again, if you live in a rural area, then this has probably not impacted you yet. And I pray that it don't. But in major metropolitan areas, they're already implementing this. Okay? So again, I want to reiterate that I believe the major concern here is not so much the virus in itself, but the strain on the healthcare system and the economy. We're going to talk about that in a second as well. Now, Trump came out again. If you're just coming on, joining us on the broadcast, we're giving a little bit of update here. You can go back and watch the beginning of this, catch up with this, or we welcome you to stay on to the rest of this broadcast. President Trump came out today and is advising Americans to avoid gatherings no greater than 10 people. Again, narrowing that margin that it started out with several hundreds and now it's gone down to 10. Here's the thing that got me, though. When asked how long could this outbreak last and affect Americans and our way of living, having to social distance ourselves, you guys know this. Many of you guys in Ohio and Illinois and different locations, they're shutting down restaurants, shutting down bars. I know here in Indiana, we got I got a notification today from from the governor saying that they are shutting down all eating indoors in the restaurants. No one's going to be able to eat inside, but it's only drive-through only or takeout. So again, we're seeing the slow, progressive shutdown. The National Guard, over 1,000 National Guards has been dispatched across America, probably more than that. I know personally where I live the other night. This is not normal, by the way. The other night I was laying down to go to sleep. It was probably about midnight. And all of a sudden I was awakened by something that was shaking my whole house. Quite frankly, it freaked me out. Didn't know what it was, but it was military jets flying over my house. Not one, but several. And again, I've lived here for several years in this particular location where I live, and we have not yet, and never have I heard that. And that many of them flying over, and it was late at night. So again, there's a lot of military movement, National Guards, and so on and so forth. There's a lot of things shifting, moving, and happening as we speak. But here's the thing that got me. When the press asked Trump, how long are we looking at this thing lasting? He answered and said that this could go on until July, August, or even longer. Now, I would let that soak in for a second while I take a drink of water. Let that soak in for a minute. That's that's nearly 6 months of, and we don't know what that looks like. Again, this is progressing. This thing is moving in progression. The restrictions, the unprecedented things that are being implemented are just, it's almost a day by day. Yesterday I was with my family and we were talking and I said it was not, and I just took a break from all media, took a break from the internet, took a break from Facebook, took a break from everything. It was just, I wanted to get outside and enjoy the weather, you know, just get away from it all because it gets depressing. I get it. It's oppressive. And we talked about how life is, you take for granted certain things. And I don't know what life is going to look like 3 months from now, 6 months from now. But I know, I even made the comment. I said, I'm not looking forward to next week. And this was yesterday. I'm not looking forward to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Why? Because I see where this thing is heading. Okay, so again, when Trump was asked, how long is this going to last? It could be July. It could be August. It could be longer. Think about this, guys. China has been locked down for over 60 days. Now, there has been some reports, and I use that word lightly, because I personally don't trust everything that comes out of China because it's going to be skewed and manipulated. But there is insiders there that are saying that they're starting slowly to get back to normal, slowly getting back to work. But 60 days, the whole place, the whole nation, shut down 60 days. No going out to eat, no parties, no sports, no gatherings, no bridal showers, no weddings, nothing. You're in your home, like Italy. It's over. By the way, in Italy, they've been shut down for 2 weeks in Italy, complete national lockdown. And yesterday they recorded the largest documented reports, official reports of coronavirus. And the largest one-day total of deaths all occurred in 1 day. And this was during a two-week lockdown. They're still in lockdown. So this is a serious situation, guys. So, you know, we wish we could say, oh, you know what, guys? Listen, we live in a microwave society. I know. Listen, I'm an American. I get it. Oh, okay, we'll be shut down for a week, but then we'll be able to go back to the ball games. March Madness will kick back up. The NBA will kick back up. No. That's not going to happen. The entire season of spring, as we know it, is going to be erased from the 2020 calendar. My son has been out of school. Your kids will be out of school. There's a very good chance. I don't know. We talked about this. I don't know what they're going to do about the kids. Are they just going to pause it? So my son, who's in sixth grade, are they going to pause it? And then next year, they're going to unpause it. And he starts sixth grade all over again when he should have been going into seventh grade. How are they going to do this? So again, these are unprecedented times. I don't believe they're going to go back to school this year. I don't. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. The Dow dropped, made history today. Record downfall. Nearly 3,000 points today. U.S. equity markets tumbled with accelerating sell-offs during the final hours of trading. And of course, this was during the press conference or the announcement by Trump. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped nearly 3,000 points or nearly 13%, which turns out to be, you ready for this? The worst point drop on record. Guys, last week, we set three records in 1 week. Trading was halted, and then it was halted, and then it was halted, and it was halted again. What, how many times today? I heard a financial analyst. They said, by the way, this, they said that this is the Dow's third consecutive move in either direction of 9% or more, the longest streak since October 1929. Does that number, does 1929 ring a bell? In case you don't know your history, that's during, we're talking about the time frame of the Great Depression. And I heard a financial analyst got up today and he warned that if things persist like this, then in the month of April, the United States of America could lose over 1 million jobs in April. And he's talking, and he was saying that we are heading headlong, accelerating into a global recession. Now, you want to know another great concern of mine? Not the virus, not being stuck in my house. Yeah, it sucks. I get it. It does. But that's not my greatest concern. You know what my greatest concern is? We have never seen anything like the Great Depression in our lifetime. And we could be on track for another or worse Great Depression. Listen, I hope I'm wrong. I pray that we don't. Now, Trump got up today and he believed, and I hope he's right. And I believe he's got a little bit more insight into finances and a little bit more, experience in that than I do. So let's just take his word for this. You know, whether you like him or not, let's just hypothetically, let's just take his word. He come up today and said that, you know, he said, I'm not concerned about the stock market. He says, once we eradicate the virus, everything will quickly come back to normal. Now, I don't know whether you believe that or not, but we're not talking about the 2008 recession here, the housing market bubble. We're not talking about that. We're talking about global. What happens if another nation shuts down and another nation shuts down and another nation shuts down? What about, and I ain't even got to the part where here in a minute I'm going to talk about the crazy people raiding the supermarkets and all kinds of crazy stuff. And again, that's a direct result of all this. Okay. So this is something to think about. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo recently announced that the New York City public school system will begin to shut down to combat the spread of the coronavirus. He also came out and did a piece in the New York Times and is recommending that President Trump mobilize the U.S. military to help respond with the coronavirus. And by the way, this is breaking news out of California. We'll talk about Cuomo in just a second and that idea. Six Bay Area counties in California are now coming out asking all residents to stay indoors and in their homes for the next 3 weeks. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, six Bay Area counties are expected to announce a shelter-in-place order for all residents on Monday, directing everyone to stay in their homes and away from others as much as possible for the next 3 weeks. Three other Bay Area counties were not immediately included. However, the order falls just short of a, quote, full lockdown. Again, we're teetering on the edge, guys. We're teetering on the edge of a full lockdown. And I know this term gets used a lot, but we are now seeing this starting to manifest, to evolve into what could be what everybody has feared to be martial law in the streets of America. When you've got a governor who's requesting to mobilize the military in response, where do you think this is leading? Where do you think this is heading up to? All right. So again, we're teetering on And in, even in this article, it says in Italy and other places that have instituted lockdowns, travel outside the home has been restricted without permission, and police have been ordering people back in their home. In other words, if you want to know how this thing works, what they're doing in Italy is one individual of the family is permitted to leave, and for two reasons, and two reasons only: A, medical supplies, or B, groceries and essentials. That's it. You go get what you need and you come back. There is no walking the dog, playing outside, running down the street, taking your daily jog, playing tennis at the court, playing basketball, going swimming, going for a bridal shower. There's none of that. You're confined to your home. If I got anybody from Arizona, this was a local affiliate. Now, we shared this, and I had people from Arizona that was just flustered over this. Oh, this can't be true. This has got to be fake news. No, your local affiliate, ABC 15, reported this over the weekend. As many as 70,000 people in the state of Arizona could be infected with the coronavirus, but we will never know, because there's not enough adequate testing to go on. This was a model from the state health officials. The report indicated that Arizona's director of health, Dr. Kara Christ, told ABC 15, if the CDC models are correct, it shows that 1% of the population is carrying the virus. Which would mean, by the way, that's a population of 11.7 million. It comes out to be 70,000 people in the state of Arizona. Now, do you remember, we showed this, or we reported this on End Time Headlines about 2 weeks ago, and there was a doctor, I remember this, a doctor from the in an emergency room. I cannot remember what state it was. I don't have that in front of me, but he came out. It was on CNBC or one of them, and he warned, and he, you could hear the concern in his voice. It was a stern warning, and it, this was when our numbers was like 23. And he said, this is absolute fabrication. It's not true. It's low ball numbers. He said, we don't have the test kits. He said, he warned, he said the true numbers are going to be in the hundreds of thousands of people. And when he made that statement, it was met with fierce resistance from people on social media. Oh, that's just fake news. That's hype. That's lies, propaganda, etc., etc. But now everything, as time is the essence. Listen, this time next week when we probably do this update, that number of let me see if I can pull this back up. That number we pulled up in the United States, that's going to go much higher. The death rate is likely going to go much higher, because it's the progression of the virus and how it spreads. So right now, mark it down. Let's look. Today is March 16th. We have 4,176. In fact, let me refresh this. It could be much. 40. We have 4,176. Confirmed and 73 deaths. So 1 week from now, we'll have this conversation. And let's just see what that confirmed number jumps to. The death rate jumps to. This is what's happening in Italy, guys. And again, this doctor has been warning this. He sounded the alarm 2 weeks ago. But again, it fell on deaf ears. Because why? Why did it fall on deaf ears? Because again, we are for the most part, we're still in the denial state. We're slowly progressing into the anger state, where we become angry. Now, if you don't believe we're becoming angry, look what's going on. I want to get to a couple other things here, and we'll talk about that. Let me skip some stuff. We did an article, Pandemic Risk, Bringing Out the Worst in Humanity. Has anybody gone to Zombieland, Walmart lately, or Costco, or Sam's, or Meijer, or whatever supermarket you go to? I've went a few times to get some essentials to finish getting what I need to get to be ready in the event that we get locked down for weeks, possibly months. And I would advise that you do the same thing. I'm not telling you nothing that the CDC has not already warned you and the World Health Organization. So this is not an alarmist. I'm telling you the truth. Okay. In the times that I've gone, it's just eerie, guys. I don't know what it's like where you're at, but I went into an Aldi's. Some of y'all don't even know what I'm talking about, because depending on where you live, you probably don't even, it's a supermarket chain. Went in there to get a few things, and it literally looked like they were going out of business. Every shelf was empty. They had an enforcer there, who was working there, and she was going around and rebuking people that was trying to get more than two of any item. They had signs up everywhere. You can only purchase two of any item in the store. No more than two. There was a two item limit, and she was the enforcer in that Aldi store. Went to Walmart today. Hand sanitizer in my pocket. I've got, listen, you can call me crazy or whatever, but I've got hand soap, the pump hand foam soap in my front seat of my car, and I got a bottle of water that I filled up with sink water so that when I come back in, I put that soap in my hands and I rub them in, the good 20 seconds. I don't do the happy birthday. I do the Lord's Prayer. Did you know that you can recite the Lord's Prayer and it'll be adequate to meet the CDC standards of washing your hands? But anyway, I'm sitting in the parking lot with foaming down my hands with soap after I went, pouring water all over my hands and got them cleaned off. And then I sanitize them. But while I'm in the store at Walmart, they are trying, while people are ripping things off the shelf, filling their grocery carts, I feel sorry for these people stocking the shelves. I mean, my goodness, it's like a bunch of vultures surrounding a piece of meat. And I get over into the bathroom aisle where the toilet paper is and all that stuff, and I didn't need any. But went through and I stopped and looked, and here's this guy, and he's got a pallet full of toilet paper, and there is a literal line of people foaming at the mouth, eyes red, breathing heavily, panting, waiting for their turn to get to the toilet paper so that they could fill their carts up and run 100 miles an hour to the checkout and probably go and empty it in the truck and then come back in and get in line, probably put on a different jacket, probably put a hat on, or send somebody else in, get the cart, and try to get more toilet paper. I don't understand. To the life of me, I don't understand the pandemonium over toilet paper. And nowhere in this, when I look at the symptoms of COVID-19, nowhere in the symptoms does it list explosive diarrhea as one of the main symptoms. But yet, nevertheless, are we going to use toilet paper as currency? When if the dollar crashes, we're just going to use little sheets of toilet paper and use it for currency. I don't understand the pandemonium over toilet paper. A woman in Australia in a supermarket pulled a knife on a man in a confrontation over toilet paper. Did you know that? A Singaporean student of Chinese ethnicity was beaten up in the streets of London and left with a fractured face because of his ethnicity, because of ignorant people Oh, well, you must have brung the virus here, so we're going to take care of that. Protesters on the Indian Ocean island of Reunion welcome cruise passengers by hurling abusive language and rocks at them. Why? Because they came back on a cruise. And we know that they're going to be infected. Right? No. In fact, these people wasn't infected. In fact, the Singaporean student of Chinese ethnicity was not infected. The woman at the supermarket didn't need to get a knife pulled on her over the toilet paper. For goodness sake, get a wash rag, man. Use some socks if you got to. If it came down to it, I'm not worried about toilet paper. Hello. I've got some old socks I can use. I got some old shirts I can use. Come on, I've got some country backwoods brothers and sisters that would, if they had to, I don't know if I want to say this on podcasts, on YouTube. If they got to, you can use a corn on the cob for the love of Pete. Listen, food essential, water essential, survival. You can survive without toilet paper. Let's just let that be known. Okay? Then in the state of Kentucky, this is so embarrassing. It's like, really? I was a Louisville resident. I was born in Louisville, Kentucky. A man from Kentucky who was recently diagnosed with the coronavirus was reportedly placed under a 24/7 armed guard after refusing to quarantine himself. This report came out of an official local affiliate out of Kentucky. Governor Andy Beshear stated that the state had to make the unusual move of putting a 24/7 armed guard that sits outside of this man's home and makes sure that he does not leave the premises to risk infecting others. How crazy is this? The 53-year-old man in Nelson County, Kentucky, was diagnosed with COVID-19, refused to be quarantined, and now there is police officers, or officer rather, that is put on a duty. Could you imagine? I mean, how ridiculous is this, guys? How crazy is this? He left the hospital without permission, according to from the Herald Leader, which is, again, out of Kentucky. And now this man has a 24/7 security guard watching over him to ensure that he does not infect. Now, listen, before you laugh at this guy in Kentucky, do you know how many people are belligerent and defiant like this man? And this is why. And it drives me crazy. Can I just get this off my chest real quick, since this is, since I've got your ear? Listen, when we take the kids out of school, we bring them home, it's in order to prevent the further spreading of the coronavirus. So they're not spreading it in the classroom. They're not bringing it home and spreading it to the grandma and grandpa and mommy and daddy and uncle and aunt and niece and cousin. We're not spreading it to everybody. So this doesn't mean that because they're out of school, oh, well, now I can take them to Chuck E. Cheese. Now I can take them over here to this play area. Now I can take them to Six Flags. I can take them to Busch Gardens. I can take them to this birthday party that's got 300 people in it. I can take them to a concert. I can take them to a venue. No, because then you are defeating the entire purpose of why we're doing this. So if, listen, guys, I know nobody wants to be quarantined. Nobody wants to be confined to their home. Nobody wants to be restricted from social gatherings. But listen, you need to go back and watch the CDC, the World Health Organization, and explain the curve. If we don't implement these mitigation processes to prevent or try to slow down the progression of this, then friends, you listen, it's going to go much longer than 6 months. We're talking about a year. And it'll keep, and more people will keep dying. And think about how irresponsible is that? How irresponsible is it to go out here and neglect the orders and neglect what they're trying to tell us to do, and you go out here and you risk infecting someone? Well, I'm healthy, bless God. I don't have to worry about it. My kids are healthy. They don't have to worry about it. Yeah, dummy, but you can infect somebody else. You could kill your neighbor. You could kill somebody down at the store. You could kill your pastor if he's old enough. You could kill somebody, and it just not just old people. But there's people in their 30s and there's people in their 40s that have underlying health conditions, pre-existing. They have bronchitis. They have asthma. They have fibrosis of the lungs. They have all these lung and respiratory disorders. They have high blood pressure. They have cancer. They've been in remission of cancer. They've got sugar diabetes. They've got all these things. You're putting them at risk. So it's irresponsible. Sorry, guys. I had to get on that soapbox for that for just a second. So, again, where is the line on this? Where is the standard on this? This is no surprise. Gun and ammo sales are flying off the shelves. People are freaking out. Listen, can you blame people? Listen, if crazy people are going to try to stab you over toilet paper, what are they going to do if the food supply shortens or dries up? Think about it. Before you jump down somebody's throat about this, think about it. I pray to God we don't see that and it doesn't happen. But, you know, we have to do what we got to do to defend our own and protect our own family. Okay, so this is not really something that is surprising. We're seeing more and more actors and sports figures contracting this virus, and you're going to see it more and more. Here's some startling news out of the United Kingdom. Coronavirus epidemic in the UK could last until next spring. Now, they're not saying, it may be an inconvenience till July or August. No, they're saying that this thing could go until next year and lead to 7.9 million people being hospitalized. They're warning to brace for as many as 80% of all Britons to become infected with the coronavirus over a period of 12 months. 4 in 5 of the population are expected to contract the virus. This is again, now the Daily Mail came out and warned about, now again, this was a Dr. Anthony Fauci came out and warned that we could, if this, if all the things that we're taking fails, the implementation, everything we're implementing, if all else fails, he's warning that we could see a shutdown that could last up to 2 months. And personally, unless God himself steps in, unless something supernatural comes and stops this thing, then again, we're heading in the same footsteps, guys, as China, as Italy, as France, as Spain. And again, I told you in the beginning of this broadcast, China has been shut down for 60 days. Spain is only 2 weeks in. And as long as they keep getting death tolls going up, and as long as cases keep going up, they'll remain in lockdown. They're not going to come out of lockdown. In fact, we did a piece on that. Lockdowns and entry bans are being imposed around the world. All right. I got a few more things I want to cover here, guys. We're almost done. One last thing. If you guys have not seen this, this is interesting. Evangelist and author, international evangelist and author Perry Stone out of Cleveland, Tennessee, came out today and released a vision that he had 15 years ago. And I remember because I've been following him for over 20 years, so I distinctly remember this. I remember him talking about this, and I have a very good memory when it comes to dreams and visions, especially by people that I know hear from the Lord and so on and so forth. Now, I know a lot of people will ridicule him. I know a lot of people don't believe God speaks to you today through dreams or visions, or he can't work through miracles and God don't do that anymore. But for those who still believe that God speaks through dreams, and the book of John says that when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will lead you in all truth. He will show you things to come. And the Holy Spirit's still here. He still lives and moves and operates through us. And believe it or not, whether you would agree with it or disagree with it, it don't matter. He is still speaking to people today. But nevertheless, we put this on endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. You can go to Perry Stone's YouTube channel. You'll see the video there if you want to do that. But he talks about how in a vision, he saw a major city in this vision that was completely shut down. He said he saw people inside the buildings, inside their houses, but he said there was no one outside. There was no cars moving. There was no children playing. Nobody was shopping. Everything was completely shut down. He didn't understand fully what was going on. And now he's coming out believing. He's not saying that it's absolute. He's saying that it could be what he was seeing 15 years ago is what we're seeing right now. All right, now, that's pretty much going to wrap it up for today's broadcast. Let me tell you what we're going to talk about the rest of the week. We're going to come back on here. I'm going to talk about where I believe we are, biblically speaking, time frame, where we're at right now. We're going to talk about that this week. I'm going to talk about, this question has been asked, is this the judgment of God? We're going to talk about that. Okay. We're going to give you some more updates and do some more podcasts on whatever topics that are trending. We're going to talk about those. So be tuned in. Again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's going to be our main website. You guys listening and watching by Facebook Live, right there in the description, you're going to see a link. There's several links right there. It says support and follow. If you'll click on that link, it's going to take you to our main website. Please, I implore you to bookmark the website. Why? Because we are not always going to be on. This is just for you guys on Facebook. This is not our podcasters. This is not YouTube. I'm talking directly to you guys on Facebook Live right now. Do not rely on Facebook to get the information that we're giving you on End Time Headlines, because we will not always be. Mark my words. And you say, well, where's your faith, brother? Listen, look. Come on, guys. Wake up. Look at the direction we're heading in. It's only a matter of time. Let's just say this. I am making provision in the event that we will not always be on Facebook. I want you to rely on our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. And now, probably, I would say 9 out of 10 of everybody on here, 90%, let's just say that, of everybody, every individual watching this broadcast there, listening to this, you have a mobile phone in your hand. In your pocket, a tablet, all right? It's either an Android or it's an iOS or Apple. That's the same thing as iOS. We'll just say Apple, all right? It's either Android or Apple. Listen, our app is now available on Android and Apple. Their links are right there on Facebook Live. You can click. You're going to see right there where it says available on Android. It's got a little point, a finger pointing down. You click on that link, it's going to take you right there. You can download the app free. Same thing with Apple. Free. The Apple app has got a couple bugs that we're working out, but nothing major. We got the notifications up now. You'll be notified every time we have a breaking news alert. There's just a couple little bit of bugs that we're working out, and we're going to get that fixed, but nothing major. So why is this essential? Because again, if something was to happen, you wake up one day and we're not on Facebook anymore, and you say, well, I hope Brother Ricky's okay. Is everything all right? You're going to have to go to our main website. You're going to have to get our app, and you're going to see we're still posting. We're still reporting. We're still doing our podcast. We're still doing our messages. We're still doing, and we're still going forward. You guys on YouTube, we may not always be here. We're making provision so that we can have video uploads on our main website. That's in the making. We may be a little delayed right now with all the things, with the exception of things going on, but eventually what we want to do is have where we can broadcast live from our website, and we're working on that. We're going to have all that ready, and it will be available soon. You guys that are, you're encouraged, you're edified, you're informed by our ministry. If you'd like to sow a one-time gift, or if you'd like to partner with us with a monthly gift or monthly partnership of any amount, we want to give you that opportunity to do that. And again, Facebook Live, there's a link right there. Click on where it says support and follow. Click on there. It's going to take you to our main website. You're going to see places where you can give and support our ministry. You guys on YouTube, you're going to see that information come up at the end of this broadcast. You guys on podcast, you again, that information as well. Our physical mailing address, if you'd like to make out a check or money order to our ministry, it is End Time Headline. P.O. Box 2312, Clarksville, Indiana, and that is 47131. Again, as always, guys, we love you. We appreciate you taking the time to listen to our heart as we share our heart and we share this information. And again, we've got a lineup this week. We're excited to get back on here the rest of this week, and we'll see how things progress. So you guys stay safe, be blessed. May the Lord bless you, keep you, and may His countenance be upon you. God bless you. We'll see you soon.
We hope that today's word was a source of blessing and encouragement to you and your family. End Time Headlines is a ministry that provides weekly teachings to equip believers and inform the discerning of the signs and seasons in which we are in. If you would like to help support this ministry with a gift of any amount, you can do so electronically by visiting our website at endtimeheadlines.org, where you can sow a one-time gift or set up monthly partnership. If you would like to give by check or money order, you can do so by writing to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 2312, Clarksville, Indiana 47131. Thank you for your generous support and partnership to End Time Headlines.